When the young girl was taken to the room, she laughed. Every time a servant came with a bowl of bread and milk, she found the princess laughing. And on the last day of the week, the child was as merry as ever. "Look," she said, "my feet are now so thin that I can't keep my slippers on." As she said these words, she kicked her foot into the air and sent her slipper flying across the room. How the princess laughed when she saw the surprised looks of the king and queen. But the queen did not laugh. "My poor hungry child," she said, "you shall not live on just bread and milk any longer." Hurrying to the kitchen, she told the servants to take chicken and cookies and ice cream to the princess for her next meal. Another wise man was sure that he had found a way to make the little girl cry. For 6 weeks he made the most awful faces and the most terrible noises. To his surprise, the little girl laughed harder every day. So the man gave up and went away, looking very cross and very tired. The last wise man who came to the palace thought the little girl would surely cry if some of her nicest toys were broken. He went quickly to her room and began smashing her beautiful playthings. But the princess did not care. "What fun! What fun!" she cried, and in a moment she, too, was throwing the toys about and laughing merrily. At last everyone began to think that nothing could be done to make the princess cry. "She will just have to go on laughing always," they said sadly.